بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: كان عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه يدخلني مع مشايخ بدر. We are still in this chapter that a person should endeavor more, make more effort towards the end of his life for preparation of Akhirah and to accumulate as much amal and rewards as possible, and especially as he comes towards the end of his life. And as we had read also, that it is, and we must not wait till we become old, but whenever, as soon as possible, even young people should also start already in their young age preparing for Akhirat. And with regard to that is this hadith here, narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who is the nephew of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the son of Hazrat Abbas, the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he is the cousin of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that كان عمر يدخلني مع مشايخ بدر رضي الله تعالى عنهم. That Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever they hear the discussion on dini matters with the great Sahaba, the Sahaba who took part in the battle of Badr, very great, the honorable, the greatest Sahaba in the Ummah. He says when he had matters and he discussions with them, he should let me also come in that discussion. As a young boy, I was still a very young boy, but he should let me also take part in those discussions. فَكَأَنَّ بَعْضُهُمْ وَجَدَ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Then he says that some of the Sahaba, the great Sahaba, they had objections in their heart that the small boy, how can he be here? But there are great important matters to be discussed. The great Sahaba are there, great matters of knowledge, of deen, of the Ummah, and this young boy is here with us. So they had some objections in their heart. فَقَالَ لِمَا يَدْخُلُ هَذَا مَعَنَا وَلَنَا أَبْنَاءٌ مِثْلُهُ. That why do you allow this boy to also come and join us? We also have got children that are of his age. So if we can also bring our children. Oh Umar, you are the Khalifa. Why do you allow this young boy, a small boy, to come in these important matters? And we can easily understand that today if we are having some important discussion, forget about deen, even about dunya, and somebody brings his little child, we say, why bringing this boy here? He shouldn't be here. There is a matter for big people to discuss. And when it was a matter of deen and very important matters, then for a small boy to be there, فَقَالَ عُمَرْ. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, إِنَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ عَلِمْتُمْ. You people know from where he comes. He is the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the son of a very great Sahabi also, and he is the son of the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. You know his position. Anyway, that was not enough. فَدَعَانِ ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ. Then one day, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also called me, invited me, another very important mashura discussion, deeni, about ilm, knowledge discussion is going to take place. You also come. فَأَدْ خَلَنِي مَعَهُمْ. And he made me also sit with all the great Sahaba, and I was still a small boy. فَمَا رَعِيْتُ أَنَّهُ دَعَانِ يَوْمَئِذٍ إِلَّا لِيُؤْرِيَهُمْ. And I had understood as a small boy that he hasn't asked me today to come and join this big gathering here, very important gathering, but just to show them a point, to show them what I have got, what I know, and what my knowledge is. He wanted to make it clear upon them. They were thinking, he's a small boy, how can he be with us? But he wanted to show my worth, what I am, to them. قال ما تقولون في قول الله إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. Then in that big gathering, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked all of those great Sahaba, what is your first opinion, what is the meaning, the tafsir of the surah and the ayat إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح of that surah, what is the meaning of it? فقال بعضهم سمو بن مسد أمرنا نحمد الله ونستغفره إذا نصرنا وفتح علينا. That we have been commanded in the surah that when the help of Allah Ta'ala comes, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, and a great opening and people enter into Islam in droves and droves from all sides, people are entering in Islam. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. At such a time, sing the praises of Allah, read tasbih, and make tawbah istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. So that is what they said is the meaning, the apparent meaning. وَسَكَتَ بَعْضُهُمْ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ شَيْئًا. And other Sahaba kept quiet. They did not say what the meaning is. Some of them gave this interpretation of the meaning. Others just kept quiet. فَقَالَ لِي. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told me, كَذَلِكَ تَقُولْ يَا إِبْنِ عَبَّاسِ. Oh, Ibn Abbas, a small young boy at that time, is that what you also say? Is that the meaning of the surah and the meaning of the ayat? فَقُلْتُ. I said, la. No, that is not the meaning of the ayat. Now, we can well imagine, let us be sitting in that gathering, great, great Sahaba have given their opinion. And yeah, a small boy, Hazrat Umar, asked him what they said. Is that correct? He said, no, that's not correct. And then he said, فَمَا تَقُولْ. Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه asked him, then what do you say? What is the meaning then? If you say they are not correct, then what is the meaning? He said, هُوَ أَجَلُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That is actually the age of the limit of the life of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم that is being explained in the surah. أَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala is informing him that now your time of departure from this world is close on hand. So what they said was completely different. And what he understood, that actually Allah was informing him that your mission is accomplished now. You had come to establish deen and spread deen. It is done now. And that means now your time for departure, your time for leaving this world has come. قال إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. This ayat, when the help of Allah comes and the great opening comes and people are entering into Islam in huge, huge numbers. وَذَلِكَ أَلَامَةُ أَجَلِي. That is a sign that your life now has come to an end. Your purpose for which we send you in the world has been accomplished. Your work is done. Now you'll have to depart from this world. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So because of that, sing the praises of Allah, that the mission for which Allah sent you has been completed. And ask forgiveness, and that is a very important aspect. We can imagine that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did his work more than 100% correct. But at the end, that you must ask for forgiveness. At the end of our namaz, the last dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, also forgiveness. So that is, any action that we do should end with asking forgiveness from Allah, that we could not do it properly. Though Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did it 100% perfect, but Allah so great, who can ever do things as Allah wants to? So our work is to ask for forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. فَقَالَ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. Then Hazrat Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ said, مَا أَعْلَمُ مِنْهَا إِلَّا مَا تَقُولُ. I also, the meaning I understand is exactly that which you have said, this young boy. And the great, great Sahaba, the other opinions they gave, Hazrat Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ said, what you are saying is correct. So from here we see that we must not wait only till when we are old to prepare, but young boys also, who were not even baligh, but they had so much knowledge of deen, and also their practice on deen. And this is also encouragement that the latest we must wait is when we are old, then turn fully to Allah. But actual encouragement is from a young age, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Don't wait till we become old. Don't wait till now when we can't do anything anymore. When we are now weak, we are sickly, and we have got no strength now. No, start when you are still young. Whether it is in the field of knowledge also, in the field of amal also, in the field of tabligh also. Don't wait till when we become retired, then we join jamaat. Now when you are young and you are busy, also go out in the path of Allah and join and go out and spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So this hadith teaches us that we must not wait for old age. Old age is the last now. We haven't done anything, at least now don't miss out. Now make sure you turn to Allah. But it's an encouragement that from young already we must turn to Allah Ta'ala. And the example here is given of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a young small boy, but what great qualities he has. Also we learn from here that unfortunately if we see our young boys, what are they doing? Playing soccer. They are wasting their time wearing fashionable clothes, imitating the West, the Kuffar. That should not be the case. We should bring them up in such a way that as young, small boys, and we have that here also, there are small boys who are here for Fajr. So like that we should also learn. Our own children, all of us think, where are they for Fajr? Who are already baligh, who are grown up, and some of us, our married children, but they also are not here for Fajr. And so, and the small boys are here. So that is how we should also bring up our children. That they, oh, from a young age, they are also preparing for Akhirat. And not only as far as Amal and Namaz is concerned, in all fields of Deen they must excel. But today we put them in dunya, and when they get a good report in school, we are over the moon about that. And about the deen, madrasa, going to madrasa, we're not even worried whether they attend, they don't attend. And from madrasa time, we will take out time for their haircut, to go to the dentist. For any excuse, it must come out from madrasa time. But school, and from madrasa time, extra time for school study, for maths, for other subjects, etc. We will take out from madrasa that time. Whereas the greatest emphasis and the greatest time that we must allocate for our children also is for deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq and the Prophet's day. Subhanallah.